In the name of Jesus, continuing these services, we will quiet down around that word, which is in the 11th word verse chapter of Hebrews, from verse 23 to verse 28. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Amen. Here the writer of the Hebrews, letter to the Hebrews, says that faith is a strong belief in that which is hoped for and does not doubt the unseen. And through faith, we can understand that the world has been made by God's word, and that everything which we see is made from nothing. The letter to the Hebrews explains the Old Testament, as here in the beginning of the 11th chapter, in the 3rd verse, where we can understand that the world is made by God's word, and that all things which we see are made of things which do not appear. And at the beginning of the book of Moses, there's this familiar story of creation. And it is said here that God created the heaven and the earth, that there was darkness, and God's spirit traveled upon the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. We can see here how the triune God was present in the morning of creation. Father God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, which moved upon the waters, and how God created everything in these 6 days and looked at all which he had created, that it was good. And on the 6th day, he created a man From the dust of the earth, he created Adam, and he created man to be in his image. Man and woman. And God blessed them, and he said, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And how our Lord Jesus Christ has confirmed this union of marriage as being between man and woman, and said, which God brings together, let not man break apart. Jesus confirmed this union between man and woman. We heard here how through faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months from his parents so that they could see that he was a proper child and not afraid of the king's commandment. This was an especially challenging time. And we have also heard of Moses through our brothers already in these services, which bring to light this portion of the Bible. When small Moses' baby was sent along the River Nile at 3 months old, Sister Miriam followed his little brother, and when he cried, fought the Pharaoh's daughter came at the same time to the shore. And so it was then that this Moses child came to the temple of the Pharaoh. And through faith, when Moses became great, he said to call him the, was refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. The hymn writer also beautifully writes of this, how children are the gift of God. In hymn 582, the more the glad rejoicing souls that gather around the table, the more the praise of Jesus' grace shall sound among the faithful, wherein they trust the living God, that home will know his peace and love, and reap eternal bounty. For from these tender garden plants will come the future workers, as arrows of the mighty men, once made the Lord their maker. These very arrows take one day, when war and fearsome battles rage, his purpose to accomplish. We can be thankful to the Heavenly Father that we have these obispos. Many of our children also have had the opportunity to go to the obispo here in Iemsa. And of this, we are very thankful. And how with love youth have been taken care of here and guided in their life. Before all, guided by the word of God, hearing the gospel. In this evil time, it is a wondrous gift of God. In one event at Opisto, one parent of Opisto's child said, that it feels so safe to send our child here to Obispo. They themselves were from an unbelieving home, but had received the grace of repentance and felt that it was a great gift that during this time, this liberal time, when all traditional values want to be taken down, but what a great gift it is that there still are these kinds of educational institutions where these holy things and values come from the Word of God. And at the same time, at confirmation camps, it feels safe to send a youth to confirmation school, even here to Yamsa, or to Maitoinen and Hankasalmi, and wherever we have these camps, as we know that here we will be able to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. It is good for us to be here in the Kingdom of God. As Paul encouraged the young Timothy to keep faith and a good conscience. And as Moses when he came to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He had all these possibilities for a great career as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. But a believing mother had fed him and nursed him. And certainly with the care of the Grace Kingdom, he had been able to take part of. As we have heard in these services, what a great gift it is that we have the portion of a child of God. Look at this great love which the Father has given us to be called a child of God. This is the most valuable name on this earth, the name of a child of God. And the enemy of the souls is angry at this name and thought and saw it better to live in sin. I am reminded of a confirmation camp during an evening devotion. The director of the camp said in the evening devotion, spoke to the youth in this evening devotion using this hymn, "Remember, dear young one." Everyone listened attentively, spoke how this youth song comes from a retirement home, and how this person, because of their life circumstances, was at an elder's home. How these words are so fitting. Remember, dear young one, in worldly storms, that Jesus the Lord is your pilot. Oh, trust in his mercy, whate'er betide. His children he guides with his spirit. Oh, trust in his mercy, whate'er betide. His children he guides with his spirit. The love of the Savior has never ceased. His cross he has silently carried. His body so precious he sacrificed. his life he so willingly yielded. O life, is not tranquil and youthful days, when sin in its pleasures entice you, its passions rage deeply within your heart, like billowing waves to engulf you. But hearken, dear young one, distress is vain, for God in his mercy can heal you. Go gather the blood drops that fell for you. Your conscience no more will accuse you. Though slaves of this cold world may scoff and scorn, let not this disgrace or offend you. Your Savior has suffered their taunts and scorn. He died for your sins and redeemed you. Ah, soon will all affliction and trial cease, when Christ you behold at his coming. Your anthems of praises will sweetly ring, and tears will be changed to rejoicing. Is this not beautifully written? Which was originally written as a poem and later as a hymn, encouraging the young one in this battle of faith, that they would be able to keep the portion of a child of God in this world. It is good to travel here in the grace kingdom through faith. Moses left Egypt and was not afraid of the king. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Remember the phases of the people of Israel. When it came to Egypt, and how God chose Moses to lead these people to the promised land of Canaan. We have also heard of this here at these services. And how the people of Israel left on their journey. There were difficult challenges and temptations on this trip, but God allowed this trip to be completed. And through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Already then, the people of God kept the Passover. In faith, looking to that which God had promised to the sin-fallen couple, how from the seed shall be born he who will crush the head of the serpent. Jesus has at the middle cross on Golgotha redeemed all the world's sins. And even today, this grace gospel is heard from his kingdom in Jesus' name and precious blood. And if someone is listening to this who does not own this gift for themselves, you are also are called to believe and own this grace gospel. You can, to the place where you are, you can believe, all of your sins forgiven and unbelief forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood to peace and freedom and joy. And the same gospel message is for you, brother and sister. You can to the place where you find yourself. Believe safely. All sins and doubts and temptations forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. And be comforted and blessed. This grace gospel lifts and carries us here. And God, which God does not throw his own away, his unity is strong. I want to ask for myself, can I also believe all of my sins forgiven? I want to believe together with the children of God. These people of Israel continued their journey. And they arrived, as the Bible tells us, finally to the Mount of Nebo. And it said that Moses stepped to the Mount Nebo. And God showed him all the land. To the last sea. When we think of this in a temporal sense, how Moses, who had traveled for 40 years in this wilderness, arrives to the border of the Canaan. And from the high mount sees the promised land. And to him it is said, but you will not come there. We see here a spiritual matter. Moses, which represented the law, but God came to continue this journey through Josiah. And this name represents Jesus and the Redeemer. And how the law was left onto Mount Nebo. An old speaker has spoke of this as the funeral of the law. How a funeral was held for the law. How Christ is the end of law to all who believe. And Josiah brought these people to the promised land. And so it is even today that God brings his own to heaven. We have in this time the grace of God who teaches us to deny all ungodliness, living soberly. There is a new teacher, grace. Grace and truth. But grace cometh before. It is the undeserved love. When God at the middle cross on Golgotha gave his only son, where he shed his clean and innocent blood for our sins. This is why even today from the kingdom of God we can hear the word of grace. Son and daughter, be of a safe mind. Your sins will be forgiven unto you. We are no longer under the law. We do not have to carry these burdens. They are taken from us, even though a part of this life are challenges. As the songwriter even writes, he often traveling in the wilderness, the dark clouds cover my journey. But when Jesus Christ brings comfort and grace, we are comforted in the kingdom of God and encouraged to put sin away. Not to leave our faith, as the enemy of souls would suggest to us, that you are such a poor believer, such a poor Christian, that are you even a believer anymore? But we are encouraged. It is worthwhile to believe. We see how the world is dark and it is storming with a sinful life, but in God's kingdom it is always a clear day, and all those needs for grace which we require, the living water and living bread, which refreshes us. And as even in these services, we are encouraged to believe with courage. And even here, the writer of the letter to the Hebrews at the beginning says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This is how, dear travel friend, you can continue to travel securely, comforted by faith. The Good Shepherd guides us on these green pastures. And when our time comes to leave, we can go to that land which those before us have traveled to eternal peace and light, to the shores of peace, where there are no longer those trials of this earth, where everything is calm and beautiful. And this is why, dear friend, continue to travel as God's dear children. In Jesus' name and always blessed name, amen.